Last week we started the discussion on Mem Gimel and Aleph towards the bottom, where the Gemara told of the following Shabbos. If a man appoints the Shaliach, this whole parish is speaking about a man who appoints the Shliach in the Kaddish Anishatah. The man appoints the Shaliach to give a ring to the Kala, to say Harech Mekudesh Yisroel, so that's legitimate, you can appoint the Shliach. When the Shliach gives over the ring, he says Harech Mekudesh to the Shaliach, to the Shemin, not to me, to the Shaliach. The din requires that they have to have two kosher aid in washing, just like if the chassid himself would give it in the person. You know, the Gemara, about some family, the tradition, he writes in the process that two aid in are needed, the king has over. Don't forget that the tradition, and the chalit says, well, you have to have two kosher aid in washing at the time that you do the act of keeping the tradition of chalit. But here the question raised was, since the shaliach is not needed the chassid, he's an outsider, perhaps he can serve as one of the two kosher aid. If the Shaliach happens to be not related to the Chassan and not related to the Kala, he's a complete outsider. The only thing that he is the Shaliach, he's doing the act of Kiddushin. He's giving over the ring, and he's making the declaration, Harei Mekudesh Lin Shimon, the Shabazu Kedat Meshav Yisrael. So the question is whether the Shaliach can serve as one of the two Aiden or not. So there's more quoted there, an argument.
We're going to discuss
maybe he's in a Gebedo. We'll get to that another day. Halacha Maaseh, if he gets paid, he will be in a Gebedo. So let's first discuss the situation he doesn't get paid. So there's no issue on the Gebedo, but the only question is maybe he is the Baldover himself. The Gemara quoted the Machlokes, Rav Shaliach Maaseh, that it's okay, the Shaliach can't serve as one of the two Koshleim. And the Bei Rav Sheva and the Yeshiva Rav Sheva, they disagreed, they felt that Ein Shaliach Maaseh. What's the reason for the Bei Rav Sheva? The Gemara said on the second wide line, about the six lines in the bottom of Mem Gimel Aleph, Kevin Yom Amar, since we have the cloud, Shalot HaShalom Yikim Moitza, since the Shaliach is doing the Maaseh tradition on the death of the Chassan, therefore, Habibah, Eki Bufay. Therefore, the Shaliach is considered like the Baldova, and he's part of life. The question is, the Gemara will say later on, the Hilchos says that we don't pass like the Bei Rav Sheva. We don't accept the opinion of the Yeshiva and Rav Sheva. We pass like Rav, the Shaliach is not there. The Shaliach can't serve as one of the two Kosheradim for the Kiddush. The question was why? That's what we left off listening. Why is this so? So in the Shulchan Aruch and Chayshim Mishpat, they have the following machlokes, which indicates two different understandings of this Gemara. The thing is that the Aiden cannot be related to the Baal's Borah. The Aiden cannot be, whenever he's two Aiden, the Aiden cannot be Krov and Zelah, they cannot be related to each other, unless they have two brothers, or two cousins, or an uncle and a nephew, or whatever, a grandfather and a grandson. But these are all two Aiden. You have to be careful when you get married, you have to make sure the Aiden who signed the stood there, the Aiden who are watching the eating over of the Aiden, should be kosher Aiden, have to be kosher Aiden, have to be not the show. That could be people who are not obviously Baal HaRer, after Shem HaShabbos, and Tashos, and Tarek HaMishpok, and so on. And then also, there have to be people who are not close and not neither related to each other. The Eidim shouldn't be related to each other, nor should the Eidim be related either to the Chassan or to the Kala. So the Shulchan Aruch has the following case. We require kosher Eidim who should not be related to each other, nor related to any of the Baal HaRer, not only to Gittin and Kiddushin. This is so in Din Imamunus as well. And every half of Din Torah, Din Imamunus. And two Aiden are going to testify as to what happened, what the facts of the case are. So we require that the Aiden should not be related to each other, nor to the Baal HaRer, nor to the Baal HaRer. So the Shulchan Aruch has the following case. Let's say a man is sick and he's dying in an hospital. And on his deathbed, he makes a tzavurah. And there are visitors there, there are guests there with him. And they're listening to him, he's making a tzavurah. So he has so many children, and he wants his son to get 50% of the initial. And the other one who's wealthy, the other son is wealthy anyway, let him get 5%. He doesn't mind, he's chalik and chalik of the. The mother writes to the prophet that that's legitimate. The father has a right to be chalik and chalik of the. Not the chal. So the, and then the name got, halak lalalam, mitzvah lalalam. So then the children come to divide the Yerusha. So the Aiden come and they testify, the father of the lost son, this son should get 50%, he should get 5%, he should get 45%, whatever. No, we have to come and get nothing. And then the son said, we don't believe you. So they say, what do you mean you don't believe us? We're kosher Eden. They say, yeah, you're kosher Eden, you're not related to us. But let's say the following case, the first cousins of the son. So the question is, how far do you say, slaves are not kosher Eden? Everybody's related to everybody else. If we're not brothers or cousins, so the 10th cousins, the 20th cousins, everyone's always related. So there's a cutoff point. If we got one, you say that the Krozman are no longer populated. The beginning is that the first two brothers are called Rishon VeRishon. If the two brothers, are, let's say, brother and sister have children, then the children are called Sheni VeSheni. First cousins are Sheni VeSheni. The first cousins are populated. Let's say the first cousins have children. So that's called Shlisha B'Shlisha, but Shlisha B'Shlisha is kosher. Not only Shlisha B'Shlisha, but second cousin, but Sheni B'Shlisha, that's called the first cousin, once removed, is also kosher. And Shlisha B'Shlisha is a machlokes, and doing what our Lord has said. Grandfather and grandson are not kosher. In fact, the Gemara says that it's foolish. But the Rishon has two ways of interpreting why is that not so. Why not say that a Shlisha B'Shlisha is kosher, that the grandfather should be kosher to testify with his grandson? Or the grandfather should be one of the Eidim at his grandson's wedding, it should be kosher Eidim. So the Rishon has two different ways to explain. One opinion is that a grandfather and a grandson is called Rishon B'Shem. So just like a brother, two brothers are called Rishon B'Rishon, so father and his son are also Rishon B'Rishon. So that son and his son are also Rishon B'Rishon. So the father, the grandfather, with his grandson would only be Rishon B'Shem. Even though the three different generations, we ought to call them Shlishi B'Rishon, or Rishon B'Shlishi, we wouldn't even say that a grandfather and a grandson are Rishon B'Shem. But unless they have a great-grandfather, so according to most of the Rishon, that would be Koshelet. And others disagree with me. No, there's an Eibonim already in Kibonim that any direct descendant is considered a quarrel with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was everybody's ancestor, let's say, all those who are not there. All those who are descendants of Avraham and the ancestors. Avraham is Koshelet to anybody in quarrel with them. That's the question of Rishon. So we have quarrel, how far do you go? So let's say the people who happen to be visiting the Chola in the hospital, the last day when he decided to make his Tavor, happened to be his first cousin. The first cousins are populated to the first cousins to whom? The first cousins to the Bali's birth. Let's say that if they are first cousins to each other, then they're not good. Let's say the two Aiden who were present in the hospital, one was a doctor, a complete stranger, and the other one was the first cousin of the Chola, the man who died, of the Shemir. And now that he died, so the question is, and the other Yerushim deny that the father already made his son. Well, they say, you're not kosher Eden, so you're a Koreh. He's a Koreh. He's the first cousin of the father, who died. But he's the first cousin once he moves of the children. The first cousin once he moves is kosher Eden. But the first cousin is kosher Eden. So the question is, how do you judge? Do you judge? The question is, who is the Baldover here? You say that the father is the Baldover. So the first cousin to the father is the Koreh to the Baldover, so he's populated. How do you say, no, that the father is Mishnah Baldover, he's not already married to it. You can't take it with him. Yeah, they're not about his grandma, the brother. Since the father's grandma, the brother, the issue is whether I get the money or you get the money, the father's out of the picture. So the A, who's the first cousin once he moves, is the shade of his issue, he's populated. So the Shulchanah quotes the Machlokes about it. Machlokes is the owner. Shulchanah quotes in the Russian Sanhedrin, the two opinions among the Gaonim, whether the children are certainly the Bali's mark. Let's say there will be someone who will be a curse to the children who is not a curse to the father. A different kind of generation. So then the children are certainly the Bali's mark. The question is, in addition to the children being the Bali's burden, is the father who made this Tavor, is he also a Baldover? And we say, no, the only Bali's burden over here are the children of the father Mishim Baldover. What's the issue? So my point is as follows. Very special. The father is the one who is making this Tavor. The whole issue hinges, the whole issue whether I get 50%, you get 5%, he gets nothing, who's going to get what? The whole issue hinges on what was the tavora, if any, that the father made. If he made no tavora, then everybody gets an equal share. The core gets Bishnani. If he made a tavora, then we have to know what the tavora was. So the father is the one, the only one over here who can make the tavora. No, our father can make the tavora. So if you define Baldover as the one to whom the matter is Mergeya, the one to whom the issue is relevant, so the only valid burden are the children. The father is not doing anymore, so the whole matter, whether he made a tzavor or didn't make a tzavor, he's out of the picture. But if you say that not only is a Baldover the one for whom the whole issue of the interior is relevant, but also the one who did the Maisa, about which we're debating whether it happened or not, what the nature of the Maisa was, the Bala Maisa is also Baldover, and the father who made the tzavor, Shimira, who made the tzavor before he died, would also be called the Baldover. and the Aiden, who were first cousins of the Nitzer, and first cousins once removed of the children, would be populated. But this is a machlokes involved. These are two opinions of Shulchan. If you read the Gemara, simply the whole issue comes up from this Gemara. The whole source, the Rosh doesn't explain anything what the source of the issue is. But if you read our Gemara very simply, the whole issue comes up in reading our Gemara. Today, Rav Shaila, Rav Shaila's yeshiva, they love the opinion that a shaliach nasei, the shaliach who was sent by the chosen to deliver the ring to the Talmud, saying, Habiach Mekadesh Yisrei, Habiach Mekadesh is Ba'ad HaMashalei, Ba'ad Shimon, he's a Balgoma Zotke. Din Shluch HaShalom Kemoisai, Adalei Kigufei. What is the logic over here? What is Shluch HaShalom Kemoisai, Adalei Kigufei? Means that since the shaliach is doing the Ma'isa Kiddush, even though he's not the chosen, he's not the Talmud. But really, the whole issue of the marriage is not relevant to him. He's not getting married, he's not getting divorced. He's the same as everybody else in the world. The woman is becoming married to the husband, and she becomes Asura al HaShaliyah. Along with becoming Asura, and everybody else, she becomes a nation fish to everybody. So the Shaliyah is not more Nogaya. He's not more involved in this marriage than anybody else. He's the only Yichus that he has is that he's the Bala Maitre. He did the Maitre Kiddush. So the Be'er of Shela, of Shela Yeshiva, and the Rav Shem's yeshiva, they were of the opinion that the one who is the Bala Mait, the one who does the Mait Kiddushin, is called the Bal Dover. And as a Bal Dover, as such, he's postulated. The question is, the Gemara says, we don't pass like the Beit of Shem, we pass like Rav. The Rav says, Shaliach, not that he is postulated. So the question is why? So the simple shot would be that the Beit of Shem is wrong, that the only definition of Bal Dover is the one to whom the matter is on the air. And the one who's the Bala Maitre is not a Bal Dover. These are the Shliach Mamish gave over the ring. And he said, Areh Mekadesh is to the Nishaleah, he's not called a Bal Dover. Even though he is the Bala Maitre, he did the Maitre Kedushin, he's not called a Bal Dover because it's not Negetin. It's Negetin like it's Neget everybody else. The woman is becoming a nation fish to him, so she becomes a nation fish to everybody else. That's the simple shot. If you read like that, then the Gemara is saying, that's exactly the Machlokes, and the Gemara is coming to the conclusion. But the only definition of Baldova is the one to whom the matter is Negeah. The Bala Maitre is Mishkin Baldova. However, the other guy in the family have a different shot. That in principle, really, the Beir Shela is right. If Shela's yeshiva is Svara, is incorrect. That the one who is the Bala Maitre, the one who does the Maitre Kiddushin, or the one who does the Maitre Hasdor, or whatever the Maitre is, that we're debating whether that Maitre occurred and what the nature of the Maitre was, he is a Baldova. Except that Rav says he was special for different reasons. When the Shliach delivers the death of Kiddushin to the Kalam, he says, Harech Mekadesh is the Papa Azu. This Shinnin, the Adham Shaliyah, he's not even called the Bala Maisa. What are you talking about? The din is a Shlucha Shalom Ke Maisa. So when I appoint you to deliver the ring to the girl, you say, Harech Mekadesh, you should consider that this I did in the scene, and this I gave the ring, and this I did the Amira. In fact, that's when you appoint the Shliach, we normally don't have Kiddushin or the Shliach, the Zman HaRezeh. The Zman HaRezeh was a common thing. So the Zman HaRezeh, we don't do Kiddushin or the Shliach. But a Get by the Shliach, we give a Get by the Shliach, it's a common thing. So the Nusach that we have, the common standard Nusach, that you, when you appoint a Shliach, the Nusach Get is, so the husband gives a Get to the Shliach, and he says, you represent me, your mouth should be like my mouth. Anything that you say should be considered as if I said it. Anything that you do should be considered as if I did it. Your hand should be considered like my hand. It doesn't really mean that his hand is my hand, but what means is Shluch HaShavarim can also mean that the Maitre that the Shliach did relates back to the Mishalach Al-Pidrin. He did it as if Kimoto, just the Mishalach did it. It comes out, maybe that's the reason for Ra. It comes out that the Shaliyah who delivered the Kesef of Kiddushin to the Kala is not really the Bala Maitre. The Chosin, the Shaliyah is really the Bala Maitre. The Shaliyah is just doing the Maitre Kof Be'alma. He's just like the mailman over here. And even though he does the speaking and everything, but Al-Pidin, legally speaking, the Messias is speaking, he's giving, he's doing, he's marching down the yard, he's saying a Rechim Kodesh to the Shaliyah. But Al-Pidin, we consider it as this. The Chosin did everything. So maybe that's why Rav disagrees with Rav Shela. In principle, Rav Shela is right. The one who is the Baal HaMaisa, one of those who might say Kiddushin, even though the issue is not relevant to him, is neither the person or the Kala would be called the Baal Dover. However, as a Baal Dover, he should be postulated. The Shela should be postulated. But the reason why we postulate Rav is in the point that Rav debates with Rav Shela is that by a Shaliyah, since he says Shlomo Shalom, he came also, he considered it as if the Mishalech did everything. So the Mishalech is not the Bala Maitre. But in the case of the Savoy, the father who made the Savoy is the Maitre. You can't shift the Maitre to anybody else. The father made the tzavua, he's the only one who has the power to make the tzavua. So that's the definition of Baal Dovor, the one who is the Baal HaMaisa, not only the one to whom the issue is Nogeya, the Tadei and the Mitzvah, the one who wants money and the one from whom I want to get the money. There's two parties involved. Anyone who's a Baal HaMaisa is also called a Baal Dovor, so that's not only relevant to declaring that the Baal Dovor is possible, the creation to the Baal Dovor will also be possible. So that's the third machlokes, it's Adon, and how do you read our Gemara? What exactly was the point of argument between Rav as opposed to the Day of Shem? I mentioned before, as far as the school is, it's important to know who's kosher is I read it. One of the boys in the Kremlin Yeshiva told me he was in Tzad Kiddushin about 5 years ago, and he didn't know the din, so he and his brother-in-law signed another student. He didn't know the din, even though the din is that a shlishi, the sheni is kosher, sheni means first cousins are possible, second cousins are kosher, into the shlishi, and a first cousin once removed is also kosher. Nevertheless, there is a minhag that those people in another minute try to follow. Most people don't know the minhag. The minhag is that maybe tradition, the way you have guests, you try to avoid having them related at all, even if they're revived with a double Baal Yishtha. Revived, a double Baal Yishtha means the following. That we're, that's what? Third cousin, let the two girls have third cousins. And they're married to two different men. So those two men should not be aiding together at a wedding. The meaning doesn't say by tzubin, doesn't say. Tzubin is fine. But to be aiding tradition, or to be aiding by a guest, you shouldn't have people who are crazy to each other, even third cousins by a double marriage. Not only by one marriage, by double marriage. And they shouldn't be third cousins to the chosen or to the count. That's a chumri. That's only a meaning. Nikar Adin is even chosh. Nikar Adin Allah is saying, he's writing, Aiden by a wedding, and Aiden by a star, and any Aiden. The only clergy who are possible are Shani the Shani, and Shmishi the Rishon is a Machloket, is a Machloket. Shmishi the Rishon is a Machloket. Mean if they're religious or not. We have to invite someone else who is both religious and not related. That's a great uncle. My grandfather with me, that's certainly possible. The Lord has one opinion that a grandfather and a grandson are kosher leaders together or one against the other because that's Shmishi the Rishon. The Lord has to reject that opinion. But the shadow is what about my grandfather's brother? It's my great uncle. So my great uncle and my grandmother's brother. So that's a big machlokes in Parson. What's within that? That's called Rishon the Shmishi. Rishon the Shmishi is a machlokes. Why did the Gemara say that the grandfather and the grandson are postulated, that they're closer to each other? Is it because the grandfather and the grandson are Rishon the Shmishi, Rishon the Shmishi is no good? That's why grandfather and grandson is no good? Because Rishon the Shmishi is no good. The Rishon the Shmishi is no good. So not only the grandfather with the grandson, the great uncle also, with the great nephew will also be postulated, it's also Rishon the Shmishi. Another Rishon say no, that only a grandfather and a grandson are possible because it's called Rishon the Sheni, or because all there's the halacha of any direct descendants is possible, in which case a great uncle would be kosher because that would be Rishon the Shlishi. So that's the machlokes. A great uncle is a machlokes of a machner. So another says that a great uncle is considered a korach to the great nephew. So we are machner on this on Rishon the Shlishi. So Sheni the Shlishi is kosher. Let's say first cousin once removed is kosher. Because just by a wedding and by a guest, the machmer of the Eidah Kiddushin, the Eidah Haggad, should not even be revealed with two Baal Kiddushin.
How is it
The Rambam's opinion is that if they have brothers from the mother's side, the only two related to the father's side. And I didn't show him the basic point and they say, how did the Rambam know that that's how you find the distinction between relatives from the mother's side, relatives from the father's side, regarding the Rishi, the Emoji, Varus, and the Tuskers, that only relatives in the Shtaba of, and the Shtaba of, and the Shtaba of, and the Shtaba of, and the Shtaba of,
it
can either be related to each other, nor be related to the Chassan or to the Kala, right?
Aiden and the Tuskers cannot be related to each other.
to each other. Right? The two agents cannot be related to each other, nor can any one of them be related either to the Father nor to the Son. Yeah? That's a real agreement.
How about
the
Father? In other words, the Father
is
married,
and
that's the
whole Son. Good question, right? What would you say to them? I was once called up to a wedding. They called up, the Eddie Kedushin will be, they didn't tell us in advance, so they called me up, and they called out another fellow who happened to be from Chicago, who happened to be learning in Yeshiva. As I was walking up to the chuppah, I realized that it was Mamish and Aziz and me, the two Balkis. My wife, he didn't even know who I was, but I knew who he was. The other day, he didn't know who I was. His wife and my wife were third cousins, and we were both married. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was inside the tradition. So I wasn't going to explain to Rabbi Soloveitchik how we related under the chuppah, since we took out there. The minute is that you don't have Eidim like that. If you know that there were these between two Balkis, you don't have Eidim like that. But the minute is crushed.
Is it because we learn
from the Pasuk, or is it
that we are afraid that they are
related? No, the Pasuk says that clothing is a very sacrament. It's not because we're afraid that they're going to travel
along.
Allah draws a distinction between Russia being postulated, Agadah that is postulated, as opposed to clothing. Agadah is postulated because we're afraid he has no money. We're afraid that he's going to tell a lie. Hashem came clothing, there was that. The Eidim are related to each other. Well, the Eidim, one of the Eidim is related either to the Chassan or to the Kalah, to the Veil, to the Mitzvah. He's more argued that that's a Xeris HaMelech. Xeris HaMelech is because Moshe and Aaron together with the Chassan Eidim, even though they don't suspect that they're going to tell them off. He's more drawn to that distinction. He's more Xeris
HaMelech.
Eidim is closer to the Veil. I mean, Pesach says in several places that it's okay, that there's nothing wrong, and they miss, and the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that it's not allowed.
What is the
reason?
What is the reason for two people that are not related to the
Kala
and
their clothing
in some
way? That's exactly what the Kala says, that he ate him out. That's what the Kala proves. Moshe together with Aaron and his brother, we're not suspecting that either of them is going to tell a lie. The Kala says, if they come together, they're going to tell. The Kala says, that's very Kala. It's not because of any Hashash Misha. It's very Kala. That's the din. And in fact, we have the din. This din applies not only to the Eidim, the Dayanim also should not be, the Dayanim not supposed to be clothing either to the Tadeo, to the Mitzvah, Dayanim clothing the Dayanim. And then there's a Minhag, a very old Minhag, that's quoting the Shulchan Aruch, that by a wedding, or by Rahman al-Islam, by a guest, we should have a sort of a Bezit. So we treat him inside of Kedushan, inside our guest, as if he were a Dayan, as if he were a Bezit in any case. So that's what it says at Rahatkhila, the Mitzvah Kiddushin and the Mitzvah Agev should not be related to the Chassan or to the Kala. A lot of times they say the father, the grandfather, the brother of the Chassan. They say the Shulchan Aruch, they're not supposed to do that. By a guest, everyone is Mitzvah Kiddushin. By a guest, everyone's Mitzvah Kiddushin. By a guest, we'll have to see them, everybody knows not to allow praising that the Mitzvah Agev, the one who's in charge of supervising over the guest, should not be related to the husband or to the wife. That's a shot of cock there. Mokhan Igun, then you do allow it. But the Hakim will not on that. By Kiddushin, the Ramah didn't fully quote. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes this from the Yozer Ruah. So the Ramah doesn't quote the whole statement from the Yozer Ruah. He left out here. The Yozer Ruah says, this is the first Yamshel Shlomo, and students. The first Gatim students. And the Hashal quotes this Yozer Ruah. But the Yozer Ruah, the Yozer Ruah says from the Rishon, one of the Rishon, one of the later Bali, I think. So the Arzalua writes that the Mitzvah Haget and the Mitzvah Kiddushin should not be related to the husband or to the wife, and not to the father, not to the child. The Ramah quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, and then the Arzalua also says that since we treat the Mitzvah Haget and the Mitzvah Kiddushin like a Zayin, like a Bezin, so therefore the Get should Lechatzila be done by Yom, and the Kiddushin should be done Lechatzila by Yom. Not allowed to get married at night. If you get married at night, so there's no good better than anybody, so it doesn't matter whether you're the condition is your uncle, your brother, the whole thing doesn't matter. If you're getting married in daytime already, then it's designed to be machmir that you shouldn't be a relative. So the Ramah doesn't quote the whole statement from Yozer Ruah. He only quotes the Yozer Ruah, the Chumash from Yozer Ruah, and Hilchos Gerish. And Hilchos Gerish quotes, the Sadr HaGet should not be related to the husband or to the wife, and that the Get should be made, the Get should be written and delivered, everything should take place by Yom. And he doesn't quote it in the Rukh's tradition. So the Akhbarim in China, the Magdam, and other in China, why did the Ramah omit the other half? It's the same for the Shumaka. It's all one Kumar from the other one. It's all based on the Gemara. It's all the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara with the Rashi. The Gemara says, Rabbi, you're in this Mitzvah tradition. Frau Schäne, der besitzt die Sneaky Duschen. Ihr Heiler ist die Gemeinschaft, selber die Gemeinschaft. Whoever doesn't know the demon well, he doesn't know the Sid Gizmo, he doesn't understand the nation. Sid doesn't mean well, Sid means the nation. He doesn't understand the number of distribution should not be a diet on it. So Rashi says on Gemara from Gizmo, several other Gemaras, that that's why in the times of the Talmud they would be in the matter, they would appoint a special diet who would supervise all the Kedushin, so a separate diet who would supervise all the Gizmo in town. The Gemara says in Gizmo in the beginning, the first parish, that there was one person in a certain town in the Gemara who was in charge of all the city Gizmo. Like we have today, you have a third in charge of all the Gizmo. The Rashi says in that Gemara, why did they appoint one person in charge of all the Gizmo and one person in charge of all the traditions? Because we have to have a Dayan who really knows the stuff. It's a special Chachamim that the Masada tradition, Masada Rajesh, should be a Dayan who's in for this field. That's not a general practitioner, you should have a specialist. The tradition specialist to be. But of course, the Gemara and Rashi say that he's after a Dayan, and that's why the Azarua has quoted this Chumrah that developed with Man Balei HaPesach, as they treated the Masada Hagat and Masada Kedushin as a Dayan, and therefore it has to be done after Dayan, and therefore it has to be done after someone who's not related. So Chumrah will have to...
Generally speaking, I mean,
now
we're going to say, the Pili Khan, all the calls of Rabbi really by an entity, I mean, there's no significant work for Rabbi.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have a takana that the Masada tradition should supervise everything and he shouldn't be the
only thing. You know, a Masada tradition, Rabbi, according to you, is in a category of a dying.
Right, that's
the
That's the question we show him, right, when the rabbi says the brach, is he saying the brach on behalf of the chassan? Because of Shemei Ephraim, he's being right to the chassan? I let the chassan say his own brach, so the Rambam writes in the Shiva that many chassan don't know how to say Yidre, but to the Eidon, they don't know the brach, they don't know how to read, whatever. So today, Shemot Abai should be Shemei Yidre, and we're not to embarrass those chassan who don't know how to say the brach on the wrong. The Rambam writes in the Shiva, they made a takana that they have the rabbi always says the Yidre Teres and everybody. And Teresus disagrees with the Rambam. Teresus' opinion is that the takana chachamim of Chassidus was that somebody should decide the bracha, not necessarily the chassan. Anybody could say the bracha. The difference is, let's say, the rabbis inside a mission for a couple who are not so observant. So he's going to say the bracha and the chassan won't know to say, and he doesn't know what it's all about. You can't say the rabbi didn't wait to the chassan or the caliph of the bracha. If they don't know what the drop is or not, they don't believe, let's say, they're not even observed, they don't believe. They don't believe in the whole thing, so the Shana will say this to God. They're not religious at all, so the Shana can decide to religion say, drop or not. So the very Menura, right, mid-century, and the last 100 years, were very nervous about this. How did that bond very bad use? We rely on faces. We rely on faces' opinion. That the drop is not, that the drop is to be mercy, the Chassan or the Caliph. Somebody has to say a drop, so the side of religion, say the drop. Somebody who said it was. Simcha Zeller, the Zion of Jews. He writes that he was very nervous about this. How can he say the Zicha Pharisees for Chassidim? They were Masada Kedushin people who really didn't believe. Now we don't really have such stuff. But the Orthodox rabbis in Masada Kedushin for Orthodox people, no? Most of the time, if the couple is not religious, they don't believe it. But what about the one rabbi? The one company, what about them? But in Europe, everybody would go to the rabbi to get that. Because that was right, but he discussed with other rabbis in Europe. They were very nervous. How can they say the Birchei Teres in accordance with the Rambam is that bracha of October? Because it's not that the rabbi has to say the bracha. The rabbi says the bracha to invite you to chassan. But the chassan is rotnish. The Allah Hamad invites him to bracha. He doesn't care if he's going to care.
Why didn't the rabbi drink the wine?
No, anybody can drink the
wine.
No, that's the thing about Kiddush also, that whenever you have a bracha ala toros, we don't consider the fact that the one who says the bracha has to drink the wine. As long as someone drinks the wine, it's considered a bracha ala toros. That's the thing about Kiddush also, you can relate to Kiddush without drinking the wine, as long as somebody says the wine. Okay, this is the Gemara that we learned. The Machlokes, it's an important Machlokes. The Machlokes Ra, against the whole debate of Rav Sheva, the whole thrust of the yeshiva of Rav Sheva. Rav Sheva's yeshiva was of the opinion that Ein Shomeach Nasei, If Shaliach is considered a Baldomer, and as such, Kigufesh, he's considered like a Baldomer that he's partnered. And we pass like Rav, but he's not partnered. But the question is, why not? So why not are the two pshatim that are quoted in the Parsha Mishpat, whether the one who's the Bala Maisa is not a Baldomer, because it matters, the issue is not negated to him, only the Chasam Kala and the Bala. But he's saying no. Even an outsider, as long as the Bala Maisa would be labeled as a Baldomer. But only he was not even the Bala Maisa, because since Shulukh Shavon is in Baisai, I say the Mishalach is the one who really did the Maisa Gidush. That's the Makhlev. Get the Gemara Akash. How could it be a Makhlev is Rav against, how could it be a Makhlev is Amaroyim? Don't we have a Bethesda should write? He's on the second white line. And then the Gimel towards the top. Meisrei, the Gemara is Akash at Amaroyim. Amar Lishlosha, the Chazan tells three people, there are three men, they tell them, Tu Bekashu Lihoisha, go pick out, go give Kiddushin to a certain girl in Iberia. So the Bryson says, Echad Shaliach, Ushnai, Meidim Dibbe Bishan. Shama explains that it's understood that what he meant was, two of them, why did he tell three people? He could have appointed one person in the Shaliach. It's understood that one is the Shaliach, and the other two serve as that, even though he didn't specify you should be a Shaliach, sounds like he pointed all three as a Shaliach. That's what he meant. He meant any one of them should be a Shaliach, and the other two should not be Shaliach. But they say with them, they still disagree. Kulam Shaliach, we treat all three equally, they're all Shaliach. They ain't Shaliach, Masei, and the Shaliach is possible to serve as an Eid, because he's a Baldover. And the only time you have a Machlek is Bishana Bishil Rom Yir, and that's kind of like Levi Ero, the only case where he's right to request a Machlek is this, Ero Bishlesha, when he spoke to three people and he said, he put the ring on the table and he says, go give the ring to Rachel, Levi Kaisha to me. Now why did he tell it to three people for? That they have a Machlek is. So the Shama is not his opinion. He picked up three people, not in case he'll be busy, he'll do it to three people. No, everybody's so busy. Everybody's running, they're all busy. No, he meant three should be Aiden. One should be a Shliach. They still don't believe in that Umdin. They think he meant that all three should be Shliach. But Abba Bishnai, but if he told two people, I want you to go, he leaves the ring on the table and says, go to the Kaddish to throw me, go to the Kaddish to offer for me. Then they would go to me, the Shana would do a book, we would have call, everyone would agree. But, that ain't Shliach not today.
The one definitely
no good. You see that they all hold the wrong way. They all hold like the Bay of Shema. Yes, how can it be? Everybody begins Rav. If the Maskot is going to come out, how long am I to be passing like Rav? The Gemara doesn't tell someone like this, that it should come out, how long am I against Rav? So you think, Gemara, what's going on? The Bryce should be told he's against the Shama and the Simon. Rav is going to argue with all the Tana. He wants to, he can't argue. He wants to say, the Klaalis, Engel Fellow Shepard should be on Earth, but there is. That the Chachamim in every door have a right to argue with the Chachamim in the previous door. Now, Lord, that you can only argue if you go to the Chachamim with an Indian is a different deal. You must be discussed, no? That Klal only applies when the earlier Bezin instituted the Takkanah of the Rabbonim. And the later Bezin wants to repeal the Takkanah. So if I'm going to repeal the Takkanah, so the mission of the 80 is, Ein Bezin Yachol Levatel, Zibri Bezin Chavir, to be Nevatel of Takkanah of the Rabbonim. If they were the Rabbonim, Elim can go to him then at the Chachamim with an Indian. But if it's not an issue of repealing the Takkanah of the that an earlier Bezin made, so another Godel passed in one way, and the Chachamim in his door, hold for check. So you don't have to be greater for Chachamim in the Indian than the Chachamim in the previous generation. And Moshe Feinstein, as long as you start, what's wrong with the children to be using that in the Buddhism? Some sages are just used to say each other. So there was a Rose and Queen published the paper attacking on Moshe Feinstein's song. It's called Man and the God. And Moshe Feinstein's song are called Igles Moshe. And someone attacked him, it's called the Man and the God. The answer to the Igles Moshe. So the main thrust of the paper is that Ramesh Feinstein is not the Kurds. Why is he not the Kurds? He argues with the conversation that if you how can he argue with all these people? That he thinks that he's greater than them. The Hajjok, he doesn't say he's greater than them. The deal is that you're not allowed to pass in a deal just because the conversation says so. If I think the conversation is wrong, I'm not allowed to pass like the conversation. The deal is, I'm not allowed to ask. So this is it. Like, I don't know how to learn. I mean, every little boy learns in Yeshiva Sana, he's going to argue with every Chantelser, he's not entitled to an opinion. So it's not about a person who is entitled to an opinion. A person who knows how to learn, and learns called that a Kuba, he's entitled to an opinion. So there is nothing that restricts him from prosecuting against precedent. You don't believe in precedent. It's prophet says, if all the Shaykh is a Shaykh, by Yom and Hane, you have to go to the Shaykh and Shaykh Yom Echot, you're going to give some dessert, to show the Torah. You don't have to have God of the Chachmah's meaning. You don't need a greater Bezim of Chachmah's meaning to pass in a Shaila. But if the Shaila, what Shaila is Mori, what the Shaila should be, is not allow of that precedent. Just because an earlier judgment created the problem, then you don't have to follow it. But if it's an issue of between the Takana de la Tamaran, then the Imam says you have to have Daki Jal Bukhapra.
Yeah,
so here, so really the Amorai, right, that's what the definition points out. Really, if the Amorai wanted to, they chose to, they could argue with all the Tanoim that they wanted. But usually they chose not to. But there is an impressive list of cases that the Ramban has in the end of the Kama, where you have Amorai who disagreed with the Mishnayis and Tanoim, and they had no other Tanoim to back them up. They just disagreed. And we talk like that. When the Amoran disagree with the Tana, we talk like that. But here the more just is true. Right, right, right. Usually the Amoran was sort of hesitant to argue to take down all the Tana. If they defeated the Shana and Yisur and anybody were against them, they would probably have second thoughts about their idea of what it's right or not. They would probably reconsider it and assume that the Shana and Yisur would be right. But if Rav would insist that they're all wrong, the Shana is still in everybody. Let's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu.
Most of the things that we talk
about is what they have received in Kabbalah from 15 generations, which are flyers. Right. Now, this Rav, having been in front of us, you're the Lord. Yes, right. Yes, right. Most of the principles came to myself. What is the
Shana coming up? You don't have to have a
Moshe. Right. So that's his wife's kasha. Do you mean to say that Rav is never disagreeing with all the time? So I'll leave it then if he wants to. He can disagree with all the time if he wants to. But the Gemara assumes that he most probably will not choose to disagree with everyone. So the Gemara says, how can it be that Rav is with everybody? The Gemara says, no. Who's the Omar Kihai, Tana, this time you are. Rav is of the opinion like the following Christ. This is a completely different version. There are two different versions of what the Machlev and the Shannon is doing. It's a historical question over here. What were the opinions of the Shannon doing? The Stani may have the following bright, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Beishat, Rabbi Nassan says, this is the version of the Machlokes. Beisham Ayanim, Shaliach, V'yedecho, Beisham Ayin, the opinion that the Shaliach can serve as an aid, so all you need in addition to the Shaliach is one more aid. It means that you have to have two aids for the Kiddush, or two aids for the guest. So the Shaliach counts as one aid, and you get another aid, it makes two aids. Okay, so the Lamein, and the Shaliach of the opinion, Shaliach, Ushleim, the Shaliach holds, the other way, the Ein Shaliach
Nazareth.
So come down now, a point to the first Bryce, they only have an argument, the Shana still only argue in the case, Omer Mishlosha, and they call three people. So in other words, what's point to the first Bryce, that both the Shana still agree, Ein Shaliach Nazareth. One is actually the Shaliach, cannot serve as a Kosher Eid, because the Shaliach is a Baldova, he's a Balamaita, he's considered a Baldova. And the only Machlokes of the Shana still is in the case of Omer Mishlosha, that the Shammai claims that if he asked three people to take care of Kiddushin, what's so complicated that he needed three people to give all the rings to our own possession?
Can a Zion be in rain?
Can a Zion be in without a Kiddushin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Zion can be in rain. No, but a candle. Usually they have a good in the earth. Ain't eight not for Zion. An eight cannot serve with a Zion. But,
no, because they don't want to do it.
He designed it
always
there
because he's always a stranger.
Right.
He qualifies.
Perfectly right. Perfectly.
We
just have a problem
with
it. No, even according to the Minig, also the same one. The Mishnah only says, the Gemara only says, ain't eight not the Dalit. And one who testifies first cannot serve as a Dalit. One who's a Dalit can't serve as a Dalit. That's the Mishnah says to us. Who has died and who has. So the Roshi points out, that this is not a violation of the principle of Ein Eid Na'at Adai, because the Rebbe Shalom stops the first with Dini Adai, and then it's Dini Adai. If he was first testified with first Dini Adai, and then said Dini Adai, then it's Hakadi Apatul, the Ein Eid Na'at Adai, the Eid cannot serve as Adai way. But who has died in the way? That's okay. But by writing open, the Sai Edition of the Rebbe Shalom stops the first Dini Adai, and he can serve as Dini Adai. There's no problem. Okay? Yeah, he's probably Shani Shash. He can't only be the first Shani Shash is in the whole group. So the Gemara says like this, the first version of the Machlokes is the Shammai Yitzchilul, quotes them as both assuming, the Shammai Yitzchilul both assume that Ein Shaliach Nazareh, the Shaliach cannot serve as an Eid. They just argue, what is the Umdine if Omar Lishlosha, if he told three people to take care of the Kiddushin, did he need to appoint all three as Shluchim, so they cannot serve as Eidim? But he say, no, he only meant to appoint one of them as a Shaliach, and two of them should serve as Eidim. According to that right, Rav is completely contradicted by both the Shammai and the Shaliach. The Gemara says, no, Rav holds like the other Braiser. Rav Nassim disagrees with the first Braiser. Rav Nassim has a different version of the Machlokes, the Shammai Yitzchilul. that this is the Machlokes of Bishan and Bishan, but the Shlech not say them.
Beg the Gemara, but it doesn't help too much. Beg the Gemara, you need to say the Rav to Beit Shammai.
You need to say the Rav is going to pass like Beit Shammai. We rarely pass like Beit Shammai. The Gemara says in the first verse of Shabbat, the Rav says, Zohar, the 18 days, but in one shot we pass like Beit Shammai. Then Prince says, the Sukkah and Rav Dimo, there are an additional 6 cases that we pass like Beit Shammai. That's cool. In Kanshah, there are only 24 cases, but there are a lot of like Beit Shammai. The 18 days, the Yitzchak Zohar, there's another 6. And this is not in the 24 cases. The Gemara has to need to say, the Rav to Beit Shammai. The Shach, the Rav is going to pass like Beit Shammai. The Gemara has a plot. Beit Shammai will not be still in a Mishnah. We completely ignore Beit Shammai. We don't even treat him like another Maslech, like an Arab, you or anything. We ignore completely Beit Shammai. How can it be? And so the Gemara, Eidah. The Rav had a gift, if I said. The Rav had a gift. Rashi says, Eitech, but they still love Beit Shammai. Rav had a gear to just the reverse, that they still are the ones that say Shalech Na'at, and he followed Beit Shammai. Rav did not raise Rav Acha, but raise the Rav or Masne Yitcho. We just reversed it, right?
Because
Rav said the Rav should hold like the pillow, but now, Rav Acha raised the Rav had a different version of the Maslechus Rav, and the Beir of Shela, the Rav is the one who helped a Shalech Nasei. Shalech Nasei. Yes, and that's good. Now you leave the branch of the way, sir. And Rav is back to the ranks of Shela. Rav Acha, very good. It must be just a historical issue over here. Who said what? Allah Allah says it's not too relevant because you know what it is. The Lord says on the next line. Whoever held which way, the Tzak is going to be the same anyway. Whereas Rav is still, doesn't matter. He'll consider what's the Tzak Allah, what's the final Maskana. Shaliach Nasir, that's the Tzak. The Shaliach can't serve as an aid. And the only question is, but the only question was why? Well, the Shaliach Nasir means that the Balamaita is not a Baldova? No, Shaliach Nasir means that he's not even a Balamaita, but were he the Balamaita, then he would be possible, and he would be the Baldova. And the Maskana is, in the case of the Tzavur. Right? You have a similar case as well. That's a major
issue.
Whichever it is,
they're
going to talk like Yeshua. The only thing is that there were different versions over here who said what. The Gemara says, we're not sure who said what. So Allah might even know what we're going to pass. We're going to pass in the Shaliach Ma'ariyah. That's what Marj must come. Okay. That is what continues to discuss this halacha in other areas. What about Shaliach? Not a Shaliach for Kiddush. What about a Shaliach for a guest? What about a Shaliach for a Dinamamim? So the Gemara says on the last line, Amar Rabbe, Amar Abna. Rabbe was a Talmud of Abna. He quotes in the name of his Rebbe, the Talmud of him. Amar Lishnayim. If the Chassid tells two people, do the Tachin, he is Elisha. He asked the two people to serve as Shluchim to the Kaddish and Isha for him. Hein hein Shlucha, hein hein Eder. Both of them, either of them can serve as the Shluchim, and both of them together can serve as the Eder, because Halach Lamai, so we'll find my crowd, Shluchim Nasei. And the same is true for Chaim Begerish, it's exactly the same thing, whether the Chassim give the test of Kiddushin to the Shluchim and he tells the Shluchim to go, or if he gives a get to the Shliach and he gets the Shliach to deliver the get to his wife, same thing. The chain, the Didi moment. And the same thing applies in Didi moment. What place in Didi moment? They say, I have borrowed $100 from somebody. I want to pay back the money. I want to pay back the money in such a way that if the Malva will be mine, having received the money, so I'll be able to have to wait and we'll be able to testify in court that it was paid up. So let's say I'll send two people and I'll give them $100, I'll give the money to two shluchim, that they should deliver the money to the Malveh. Look, let's say a week later the Malveh will come and ask me he wants $100 and I'll say I paid, he'll deny it, so the two people will come and they'll testify. So the Malveh can say that they're the college first, they're the college one. So the Malveh says, no, the chen is in the moment, they're just like in get, in the Kiddushin. The shluchim are not considered valid one. So the same is true, and it's been said in the moment that the shluchim will deliver the $100 to the hands of the malzah to pay up the debt, to pay lavor, are also not considered valid one, and they're kosher ladies, they're completely outsiders. They're not slaves, they're not valid one yet. Allah Almighty, we're not going to talk to them that. No one can explain why. In this case, in fact, there's a legendary discussion. Does the Gemara, is wondering why did Rabbah have to quote in the name of Rav Nachman such a repetitious thing.
He says, like the Gushin, Hainhe, Shlucha, Hainhe, Hainhe, Bechain, the Gerushin, Bechain, the Dilmah. It's exactly the same thing. What's the Kiddush? The same thing. The Shlucha, not today, whether it's the Gittin, or the Gushin, or the Dilmah, it's the same. Who are the non-incidents? He wants a Talmud and Yeshiva, he's learning by Rav Paleh, so they were learning the Ashton Oishman. So they're long, long run, bombed there. He shouldn't be this person, he's related to this person, the first cousin and uncle, and the grandfather and so on. This one dies, and he usually goes to this one, to that one, to the other one. So usually there are some six biblical figures. He's even Ruth and Shimon, they're all brothers, you know, you know who they are. And the only thing he's talking about wrong is the grandfather, they can't try to take their son and so on. He gives you all the... So it's about some big case that somebody died, and they actually remember to the Talmud, so it's already become a problem. What if Rashi ever died? So he told the same thing. So he wrote down on the Talmud, who had the money lost? Same thing as so that's the more casual with the Talmud, the exact same
thing. Are the two people the Kaddish Eish, or
did
both say, one said,
what happened? One said, two
days. No, he said, what if the other story
happened?
What? So what
that's true.
Either one of you, is that it?
Right. Either one has the right to serve as a shliach, and both should serve as the agent. He's sending two kosher agents to attend the wedding to make sure that, that he has agents. So the Gemara is bothered with this question. Why did he say the three things? He says, like Kiddushin language, like Gitmin, he says, like Imam, it's exactly the same. It's exactly the same. Well, the Gemara with Tzricha, I need all three cases. Each one adds on a Kiddush, which wasn't contained in the previous one. The Iyashin on the Kiddushin is Rav Nachman would have been quoted with saying only the first thing is about Kiddushin. Shomi Yachnas, hey, the Shliach can serve as an A. I would have brought Mishum de la Mesuka. That the Shaliach is not a Negevi of Uso. Right, there's no Hashash that he's going to tell a lie over here. He's saying that Shaliach is saying that this woman is an Asia Fish and I'm not allowed to live with her. I'm not allowed to marry her now. She's an Asia Fish, I've been a Shaliach. He doesn't gain, but can he lose it? Let's say if the Shmir is single, he has one less girl whom he can now marry. He said that this girl is not, he said that this girl is married already. So he's probably not telling a lie. Abel Gerishin, but if the Shmir delivers the get. So the girl, he claims, I delivered the get, and the girl got divorced, and now she's single, and now I'm allowed to marry her. So maybe he's telling a lie. Maybe you only have a record. Let's say, I say, the two of us were the agents, and one of the two agents was the shliach who delivered the guest. So maybe you should be choshish over here, but the shliach is telling them what? How would and Nechush, we should be afraid, we should worry, Shema, I not know, some boy, maybe he's in love with her, maybe the woman is still an Asian fish, and all you have is a record. The record is not sufficient for the central part of the guest to occur. The record is the one who's not the shliach, but the one who's the shliach, maybe he's going to give the Yehudah. He says, I gave the guest because he wants to marry. Okay. I don't know. Apparently the original thing he wanted to say was by Kiddushin, that was the famous Makhlaki, the Shana, the Silla, and Rabin, the Rashem. The first he passed himself is even by Kiddushin. With the different versions, whatever it is, whatever the versions are, he passed them. Shliach Matei. And it's not only by Kiddushin, but it's not Shah Shefer, even by Gerushin, you're also not worried about Shefer. See, this is our love, and the Mishnah has been given the following thing. Let's say if a Shaliach comes to deliver a guest to the wife. He says, I am the Shliach, and here's my star, I'm sure that I was appointed as the Shliach, and the Shliach comes before and after the final next time, and the get and he's crushing the get, and then he gives the woman the get, and then let's say the person watching and the get is given, and then after the woman is assumed to be divorced, then the Shliach wants to marry her. So the Mishnah says he's not allowed to marry her. Because of this hashash. Yeah. It's not really this hashash. It's a hashash of what people will say. People will say that he gave Eidu Shliach in the first place when he said, that the guest is the Kasha guest, and the husband is going to make the shliach. If he's going to go and marry the girl, after he gets his instrumental and seeing that she got divorced, the people will be mostly alive on him, and Mark goes to talk to him.
Just
what? He brings the guest that was found by people in Philadelphia. Like, right. But no one else is coming with him. Oh. But what happens in Mark's over here? What happens is the group of people, what happens to the people saying along? He's not all by himself. In Mark is the group of people, then there's no Hashan. Then forget that he's even allowed to marry the Hashan. Then there's nothing wrong with him marrying the Hashan. Mishnah has the same, let's say a couple came to the rabbi, they had a problem with the Shalom Bayit, whatever. And the rabbi could pass them, they have to get divorced. They're going to get divorced, and then the rabbi wants to marry the girl. So Mishnah says he's not allowed to marry her, if he could go by himself. What happens if he didn't come to a rabbi? That's in the sense of three, two, or three, not one. And then they fast him that they have to get divorced based on whatever, and then one of them wants to marry. And then the Mishnah says there's no shot. Whenever the person is not all by himself, whenever there's a group, the Mishnah says he's a brother, then there's not a shot. The shot only applies when he's all by himself. So that's along those lines, is more saying over here. That's like Yerush, and I would have thought that maybe there's a hashab, maybe I shouldn't even accept the testimony in the first place. When the Shliach and the outsider come and they testify that he gave over the guest, maybe you should be afraid that he's telling the lie because he wants to marry him. So the thing is that they're not kosher Mishnah. The E Hashmin on Yerush, and it's Rav Nachman would only tell us the second case, in addition to the first and the second case, I would say, well, what is the hashab going to be? If one of the two will want to marry her, so one of the two may tell a lie, but you can't say that they're both lying. She can't marry both husbands. She can't marry two people. He has to make a mishum. I would say then, Shaliach is not the aid. You have to witness his mishum. The issue of the day, Shrei Melchazia, the woman cannot be married to two men. So one of them is giving evidence that she was divorced and there's no chashash shek and his lady. They're afraid that maybe one of them is telling a lie, maybe he wants to marry. One of them is not telling a lie. So maybe in that case, since there's a group, and one of them for sure is not telling a lie, you should only marry one of them, but the other one is also kosher. But in the case when I owe you $100, and I send the money, I say two shluchim to deliver the money, and then two shluchim come to court, and they testify that they delivered this $100 into the hands of the malveh. Maybe they pocketed the money, maybe they split it, each one's going to pay $50, and they walk off with the money. So, and the third case is the greater case. Abba Vamayim or Eimah, I love the same case of Mammon. I, Mr. Talgi, maybe they split the money amongst themselves, so they should be no Gimbi Edusim, they should be postulated. That's why, that is the Hiddish of Rav Nachman, that's why they need offers. Sure, once you have the third case, you only the first two cases. Once you have the third case, you only the first. But he's going to Hadlov, he's going one Hiddish at a time. The first is Parsons on the Machloides, the Shana Dusil and Rav Nachshela. First of all, Rabban says he didn't lie like those opinions that Shlech is not saying. And then he has done not only in Kedushin, even in the Get. And then he has done not only in Get, even in Mammon. That's the greatest thing.
Yeah,
Well, the Shliach has to say, this get was written by the husband appointed a sefer, and I know that this is a kosher get because I was there when the get was written. I was there when the husband called the sefer to write it. So the whole heker of the issue is based on the Shliach saying that this get was written in the heksher. Is a kosher get. The other way, that's why they're just watching when the get is delivered.
By the writing of the get?
Yes.
Not by the writing.
Well, you don't have to have two aid in watching when it's written, but the Shliach has to have been present to shout the writing, right? Whenever you have a Shliach...
The Shliach can be written falsely and delivered honestly. Because it should be done later on by writing to see that the man wants the worship, gets the worship properly, and the guest was written properly, and then he delivered it. So the reason why it's important is the writing of the guest.
The halacha is all you need is one egg though. You start to see that get, you don't need two eggs. Because you can write a get from place on next to you before it's delivered to the Yishish, it's not in the Bereshit. You have to have the Stephen I get, and then the Nesina. The Nesina clinches the Gerish. That's Glamer, the Gerish. Yes. So the Shat, the Nesina, but after the other, then you need the two kosher eggs. The Shaliach who delivers the get has to be able to say that I know personally that this is a kosher get. And he has to be present from the Baal, just to see the Baal. To the sefer that he should write the get, and he has to be present. The sefer is writing.
Why do you have to use more than the Balabas himself? The
Balabas
wants to give a get. He
doesn't
have to make a declaration
on
the
kosher get
that he
receives it on. I mean, why does he make a katana saying the
Quran and Nasser? That's
fine.
That's
the whole
thing.
Yeah. He doesn't have to make any declaration.
No declaration on the sefer.
It's understood. Yeah, it's understood. So how make a special katana?
But
the Torah, he said they were fine, he said they were ready to go. Right. When I say this, I have been a his wife to give her a puzzle again. What's the answer? By the Shriya. By the Shriya, the Chacham made a Chacham. Yeah. So now the Gemara is going to discuss this third Kiddush. Why did he have to sell?
if I gave a hire you $100 and I send two shulman, I give you the $100 and then you claim, and next week you say where's the money, and I say I sent it, next time when I testify that they say, you say you never got the money, so isn't there something fishy over here? You're relying on them that they delivered the money. Maybe they pocketed the money. And not sure they did do so. But how can I not if I can say the third thing? But even in the case of the money, even in the case of delivering the money, the two people who were entrusted with the care, of course, so how it happened to be the Mamish Megamid, who begged the Gemara, then the Gemara is going to do something. My Kosovo, what is Rav Nachman's opinion that he says that the two Shluchim are crushed on the heart to testify that they paid up the money? So the Gemara says the problem goes like this. In Shavuot, on the left hand side of the Masoret HaShad, the side of the Luke, in Shavuot, Zachman Malk, he's the old course references. In Shavuot, Zachman Malk, the Gemara has the following discussion. If I lend you $100, and then later on you say you paid the money, so are you believed or not? So the mission says in the end of all that, it depends if it's a little bit star, or no, I'll say, if it's a little bit star, I lend you $100 and I have a, and you give me a star and you owe me $100. And then later on, a year later, I get to the, I say, here's the money, star, this is only $100, where's the money? He said, oh, you paid it already 6 months ago. So I can find a store for the other my boy, but I still have the star. That communication is you didn't pay up the money. But if it's only a little out there, there is no shot. But then the mission doesn't go back to it, if you sign it for writing, you are believed. That's the mission at the end of all that. Now the Gemara Shavuot that Manalas raises a new question. What happens is at the time that I lend you the $100, I'll say, I'll sit for any other business. I'm lending you $100. But I don't want you to be believed. I don't trust you. I don't want you to be believed if you're going to tell me sometime in the future that you paid up the money. I don't want you to be believed. On the other hand, I don't want to go through the bother of writing a whole star either. I don't need that. I just say, I'll keep training the elegant mayor. Make sure when you pay me the money that it's covered with two. He says that you should not have the mnemonic to sign in Karua. So if I made it clear, I'll keep training the elegant mayor, the that's not lovely, that you will not be believed later on to sign it for writing unless you bring it. Unless you deny that. It's also that I mentioned the money on the understanding that you should not be believed to pay for right. You do not, you say you borrowed the money. Period. And you say you borrowed the money, you paid it up in the end, and maybe that stipulation is an innocent. But let's say you admit yourself. If you yourself admit that it's some time to pay. Or let's say you were agent present. And the agent testified that at the time that I lent you the money, I made a clear stipulation that you should not be believed on your own word to say, for I see, that you should not have to bring two kosher agents to prove it, but then it means that you're not believed to say the right
thing.
But even if I'll say, if I made it clear, I'll be saying, yeah, it's my
agent.
That's called a move out there. As long as there's no start to move out there. But now, this is what it means. Now, the Lord has an athletic to show it. That's my knowledge. What's the thing? If I lend you money in the presence of two witnesses, and I didn't say, I'll sit for any other thing. Just come out of the cover of this name. I lent you the money in the presence of two witnesses, so you shouldn't be able to say, Lola Visi. Shouldn't be able to say, Lola Visi. But I never situated the Shafa Havoya, I'll sit for any other thing. I never said, I don't want to have to believe you, I don't want to have to take your word for it that you paid me the money. So the fact that I insisted on having two kosher witnesses at the time of the halvora to prevent you from denying that you borrowed the money doesn't indicate that I don't trust you. So isn't that considered like an understood stipulation that not only do I not believe you, I don't trust you on the halvora, I'm afraid you're going to deny that you borrowed the money. It's understood also that you have to pay back the money in the presence of two witnesses. You should not be able, you should not be believed to say for writing or not. Or not necessarily so. Just because I was hesitant to lend you the money, I insisted on having two witnesses present, the Shah Salvora. And even if, let's say, I held up the Salvora, I wasn't willing to lend you the money, and I said, come back later. 9 o'clock now. Come back 10:30 when they're going to be too close to raise, and then I'll lend you the money. Even I made it clear that I want Dr. Aiden before I'm going to lend you the money. But as long as I didn't say I'll keep saying any, I'll just say Aiden, maybe it's in it that you are believed to say it's all right, you know, I won't be able to say well, or easy because I have two Aidens who were present to Shah Salvat. But if you'll find a later for writing, so you will be believed. So that's a Machlokes in Shavuot. We passed him, Hamadot Chaver, this may Aiden, even though I lent you the money in the presence of two witnesses. And I didn't want to lend you the money until I had the two witnesses. I postponed, I delayed the halvor until there were two kosher witnesses present to prevent you from denying that you borrowed the money. Nevertheless, ain't so for the
as long as I didn't specify clearly, I'll be praying, I'm just praying, and as long as I never made that statement clear, it would mean that if you find later on Paraiti, you say you say, you say you have been caught, so you say you privately with no witnesses, it then would be that you would be believed. But then in Shavuot it's a machlekes, and that's how we find. So the more wants to know over here, what is the opinion of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman tells a story over here. I borrowed $100 and I give you a year ago, and I want to pay up another thing. You two come to Eden, $100, and I tell you deliver the money to Shimon. Then a week later, Shimon calls me and says, you gave me money. So I say, I sent the money. And I said, no, I sent money to Shulchan. Go to the parents, and the two Shulchan testify in court that they delivered the money to Shimon, to Ruben, to whoever he is, to the Maori. So the Maori says, how could you believe them? Maybe they talk a pocket of the money. Maybe each one took $50, and they're telling a lie over you. So the Maori wants to know, are you considered making the Yadusim or not? And you testify that you gave the money to them, to the Maori, is this considered in the Gev Yehudi? The Gemara asks, my Kotzover, what is Ramatma's opinion in the following case? He Kotzover, it is on the opinion. This is Shitir, his story. Amava Kaveh B'Yehdi, Tarak Lufar B'Yehdi. What does the Gemara mean by this? Rashi says, what if when I gave you the $100 to be with the Gemara, what if the Lukash Reh and Seven, the Shas Night? But what will happen if later on you say, you never delivered the money to the Malveh. You couldn't be, let's say, living in a different city. You never went to Disneyland. So I'll say, you give me back the money. So you'll tell me, you didn't give the money to him, but you returned the money to me. And I'll deny it. I said, what are you talking about? You never gave me, he says you never got the $100, and I say, I never got that $100. The $100 must be over here somewhere. You two should have divided the money amongst yourselves. So what will be the deal in such a thing? If I'll say, I gave you $100 to deliver, and you'll admit that you never delivered the money to them, to the Malga, but you'll claim that you gave it back to me. You say that you gave it back to the labor. And I'll deny it. I'll say I never got back the money. So this is the case of Hamalga and Sabero. Originally I didn't give you the money as Alva. I gave you the money as Shulkin to deliver the money. But later on, you admit yourself that you never delivered the money, the money is Alva. You're supposed to return it to me. It's Alva. You're supposed to give it back to me. So don't give it in such a case. If I gave you the $100 in the presence of two witnesses, would you be able to find a link? Having the presence of witnesses, even though I didn't say, I'll be creating the elevator name. I never made a clear statement that I don't trust you, that if you want to give me back the money, you have to give it back in the presence of witnesses. I never said that. But whenever I have witnesses present, it's understood that you should not be believed on anything that you're going to say. Anything you will finally have to prove with other witnesses.
Giving back my witnesses also meant sending the money to witnesses. Two witnesses are witnessing that I am sending the money to you. I have it.
Okay.
But like you said before, that the Shluch never delivered the money because you were there.
Let's say the Shluch can admit that he never gave the money to the Malveh. So now it's a difference between the Loiv and the Shluch. So the Shluch claimed they returned the money to the Loiv, and the Loiv says, I never got the money. So it's a plain out law. I gave you $100 to do something with, he never did it. So
I'm saying it's different. We two are witnesses that the first one is sending the money to whoever he owes. The problem is, we are witnesses that we are not a shirk.
Yeah.
Shirkim, we are not shirkim, and two people are witnesses that he sends the money.
Very good, very good.
But the money, the money that the father was supposed to get the money wasn't there, didn't get the money. They brought that the money to the guy that sent him, but the witnesses weren't there, and he got that kind of money.
Okay. That's the shaman. That's the shaman. Okay. There's no hand like this. The kids are like this. I owe Shimon $100. And I have no time to go deliver the money. So I give you the $100, give the two of you the $100. You should deliver it. You should deliver it to them. Come the week later and he says you never got the money. You admit that you never gave him back the money. Okay. So now that has been said between me and you. So I tell you to give me back the $100 you were supposed to deliver. I didn't give it to you as a gift. Gave it to you to deliver to the Malveh. You admit that you didn't give it. He said he didn't get it, but you said you didn't give it. You give it back to me, so you say you gave it back to me. I said, wait, you never gave it back.
My
But the Sefer HaKol, right? The Sefer HaKol. Like Paraiti, like Abzaiti. The deal is Paraiti. Paraiti, Sefer
HaKol. I never learned how to
go. No, they're both Sefer HaKol. Sefer HaKol is either Leila Bisi or Paraiti. They're both called Sefer HaKol. So the din should be, what in the din should be, the din should be believed. If you say, you return the $400 to me, I scream, I never got the money back. The din should be, the din should be believed. Unless, there could be more raises than objection. Unless at the time that I entrusted you with $100 to deliver to the Malva, there were two agents, there were two witnesses present, and you should, we were watching, and the din should be, we have to not the pastor again, we passed him. Amalas Kaber Be'erim, Ein Tov Lefor Be'erim. The more you're asking, what does Rav Nachman know? So he's not arguing like this. If Rav Nachman is of the opinion that Amalas Kaber Be'erim, Tzorek Lefor Be'erim, that there were witnesses watching at the time that I gave you the $100 to deliver to the Malveh, and later on you say that you never delivered the money and you want to sign it if you gave it back to me, you would not be believed to say Hakzai, you would not be believed to say Kalaydi with that agent. And your mom wouldn't be believed to say that. So the more asks, so how can you still be believed to say that you delivered the $100 to the Malveh? So we said, after I give you the $100, the Malveh told us, because you knew what happened, raised the money? So I say, the Yehudim say they paid him, and he says he never got it. So Rav Nachman was just quoted by Rav Nachman. The Yehudim come to bed, and the two Yehudim come, they testify, they gave you $100 to the Malveh, and I'm also hooked. I don't have to pay again the money. So the Malveh asks, why? Michael Stubble, what does Rav Nachman hold? Aren't you two Negin the Yehudim? So the Malveh says, depending, are you called an Negin the Yehudim or not? Depending. By your stating that you delivered the $100 to the Malveh, does this gain you any money or not? Are you gaining any? So the question is, what if he wouldn't testify he gave the money to the Malveh? How do you determine whether somebody's going to gain or not? Does he have any need, or does he have any personal interest in testifying this way? How would you judge that? If he would have said parquet, what would have happened? You testify that he gave you $100 to the Malveh. What would have happened if he would admit that he didn't give the money to the Malveh? Then you'd have to give the money to me. Would that solve the problem or not? If he say, Hamad is Chaver Be'edin. Sorek Lefor Be'edin. You're going to have to pay me $100. You could be, you're pocketing the money now. You won't be able to get off so easily just by timing that you return the money to me. So it must be, the Gemara says,
making them
shluchim to deliver the $100 to the Malveh. But in the event that the Malveh won't receive the money, they won't give it. If I'm still, they have to give the money back to me. So that's like a half month. Because the whole kind of view, the Gemara is not the Greek, so it's a because and the are different by because. How does it get involved? Differences. Let's just read the Gemara to the first. Read out the discussion. So the Gemara kind of might have done it. What does Rav Nachman think over here that leads them to believe that the two shluchim, even though they could split the money 50-50, that they believe that or not, there's no problem with the Gemara being able to eat or sober. If Rav Nachman thinks, I'm out with Chaver Be'edin. So I'm with Lefar Be'edin. If he holds them, whenever I lend money to somebody in the presence of witnesses, it's understood to Elu I have testified. I'll be saying the Elabis Me'edin, beg me tomorrow what's going on. How can Rav Nachman say that the two shluchim can be cautious to testify that the money was delivered to the Malveh? Beg me tomorrow, honey, these two chevron, no can be Yedus, Ninhu. Then again, the Yedus, and why? How do you determine whether somebody's Magir? Means if they would have said Parker, what would have happened? They say now that they delivered the money to the Malveh. What would have been if they would have said Parker, if you delivered the money? They'd be responsible. No, if they would have said Parker, we didn't give it, we would not call away the money. We didn't pay the money to the Malveh. Oh, Malu, the eye, the laser, will approach the two shluchim and I'll tell them, Lu, to Rauni, pay me back the money. And you won't be able to just say, poor Einu, have Einu, that you paid me back. No. If I gave you the money in the presence of two witnesses, you won't be believed anymore to say, poor Einu, that you gave it back to me. If you hold Hamal and Chaveri and Chaveri and Chaveri, and when the Einu is of the Immersa, must be, when you have proven, and when the Einu is of Sabra, it must be, when Hamal is of the opinion, therefore, if you would have said Bakhtarik, now you testify that you gave the $100 to the Malveh. Malveh is screaming, he didn't get any money, you're lying. So the question is, are you Negei or not? How do you judge Negei? If you would have not said that you paid, you would have said that you didn't give the money to him. Are you gaining money or not? And if you're not gaining a penny, if you'll tell a lie, if you would have said Bakhtarik that you didn't give the money to him,
you wouldn't have to pay
me back the money either. You just stand me straight in the face and say, have done, but you gave me back the $100. But that's what he wants.
That would be contradiction. One guy tells us it's not, but the other guy says they pay it.
The Gemara would have to say that they did give the money to the Gemara. The Gemara says that aren't they taught, shouldn't they be taught names because they're in the Gemara, because they stand the game. But that's the point that they gave the money to the Gemara. The Gemara uses the word Negro, doesn't mean
Negro.
Because you can't say the word Negro. No, it doesn't mean Negro. Negro doesn't mean Negro. It just means that they're not knowing the Gemara. They're all the Yolam, but the Tani Allah. The Gemara means all the Yolam. So you must assume there are not continuous because so that's how we pass them. Hamalos, have there been a name and it's over for a game. Therefore, when I gave you the $100, if you a little bit later on that you didn't give the money to the Malgrat, you'll claim that you gave it back to me, you will be believed to say that you gave it back. So therefore, you're saying that you gave it to the Malgrat, not gaining, not saving you the money. If you want to, you could have cheated me and him out of the money, could have pocketed the money, said you didn't give it to him and you gave it back to me, you would walk off. You would have been secure with the $100 anyway. So maybe with the Yachin in the name, I think you too could have said, you could have stayed and stayed in the face and didn't play for Hakel, then you gave me back the $100. Therefore, you're not going to get the Yachin. It doesn't mean an amonis of Negro. So it's what that says, that they're not going to get the Yachin. They're not gaining anything by testifying that they gave it to them. They're gaining the same amount of money, whether they say they gave it or they don't give it, or they didn't give it. They're going to gain, if they're lying, they're going to stay. You're going to have the $100, whatever they say. So therefore, it's not an engagement.
You kept me the Shmira. They have to believe in the Agnes that they say they paid you to get it back money because you're racing with me. But the Malas can say, I don't know what's the matter.
As far as the Malas is concerned, that's a lot of the Shaliach now to aid that they consider outsiders. He doesn't have to know that's the matter. The thing is that the Shluchim are not
related.
Right, they have no shaykh to the Malva, right? But the two Tashiya Eidim, the two Tashiya Eidim. The only thing you want to say is that there should be no Gaya, the Eidim. The Mosheh doesn't have no Gaya. If they want to, they can steal $100 anyway. Whatever they say, they can steal $100. The only time you say no Gaya, the Eidim is possible, that's what you want to define it. What does it mean, Gaya, the Eidim? Gaya, the Eidim means that the only way for them to gain this money is by testifying what they're saying now. But if they could have cheated this $100 anyway by testifying, by saying a different way, it's not a good agent for this.
If no Nesha, if there's an Issa to lend money to anybody without Shmuel. Because if an Issa is needed, it's initial. You're encouraging the other person to lie. And even if he's a savvy grumbler and you're not going to encourage him to lie, he may forget. You know, if it's to lend money to a big tzaddik and a big Rosh Hashiva, you start to give it to him. You'll be good and he'll forget that he owes him money. You know, they should always have...
What do you do when you give it to the Bullshit? When you do it between you and you, then one, it should be in front of the public. In other words, it has to be able. If you don't, you can't get into complications.
It's like Gemara, the question is that people don't follow that Gemara. A lot of people lend money without aid. It's a shaila whether they're right or they're wrong. It's possible to discuss. The minicolon, the fact that the minicolon is that we don't follow that Gemara. We lend large and small sums of money without aid. Does that mean that we're violating the Gemara? Or does it mean somehow that we don't pass like that Gemara? It's a feeling in our place. Probably the Sama on that Gemara and others. A bit of a...
Petterburger has a whole shiva. See, he made the shiva shiva. Whether the fact that the minigolem is against the Gemara, does that mean that we won't pass Magna Gemara or not? It's a very fascinating shiva. But now the Gemara wants to know, is this still a din halacha ma'is design? That if I owed him $100, I owed the Malga $100, and I give $100 to the two shiva, they should deliver it, but they still kosher later, because normally there'd be a use of the Gemara says no. This is only valid in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the Amoraim. When it came to the end of the school of Amoraim, they instituted a new thing that's called Shavua Tetz. The Matera Dina is like this. If I say I lent you $100, what do you say? What do you have to say about it? If you admit that you owe me $100, it's wonderful. The girl comes with the text to pay you the money. Say, you don't have to have it, but you admit it's not very simple like that. If you deny that you owe me the money, but if you say, Lord of EC, I never borrowed the money at all, I don't know who you are. Or I say, Parizy, I take you back every day, etc. That's called paper apple. And then I tell you up in the equation, you don't have to do it. Unless you say, let's say, I say that I lent you $100, and you say, you remember you borrowed 50, you remember you borrowed $95, but you didn't borrow more. Or let's say you say, you paid $95, and you only borrowed. If they pay me $1, you only owe me $99. That's another mitzvah. Well, another mitzvah has to clear a shul direct. So let's say you deny the gamet, your paper hakka, you deny the borrowing the money, or you say you paid up all the money, so that's called paper hakka. So I'm telling you, because I'm going to do this paper hakka with me. This man ha'am aroyim ha'achreinim, in the days of the late kufas ha'am aroyim, they instituted what's called the shvua test. The word has to mean l'hafus, means to coax somebody into doing science. The Chachamim instituted the shvua that if I say you owe me $100, you say, I don't know who you are, I never heard you, I never saw you before, I never borrowed any money from you. Even on the Naturium, the Rabbanim, you have to leave. The Rabbanim, the later Amorai made it out that you have to swear a shvua, just in case you happen to be lying, the fact that they say that you have to swear should coax you into admitting that you owe me the money, so people will be more careful about swearing falsely than about choosing their money. You know that the people are more nervous about swearing falsely than about stealing money.
I may swear
that he owes me the money, that's it. When I'm third, I'm not entitled to any. When I'm third, he doesn't have to swear at all. I should swear and I should win without anything. I have no proof at all. And I say I don't have any case at all. I say I lent you $100 and he says he doesn't know who I am. I say, I swear.
They can
both be? I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't be able to
vote.
How are they both going to do
well, to be first, you say that anybody can come along and they can make a false statement and swear to it in the fire. That's the thing also. Yeah,
that's the thing. And he's trying to suggest some kind of combination. We just have to figure out what the combination would be.
I don't know.
What could it possibly
be? I won't say that you owe me money. What if you are going to say that? I said I'm telling you that you owe me. What if I'm by that doing that? I'm sort of like, I'm not swearing, but I mean, I'm making a statement to the patient that you owe me money. That's a pretty strong statement itself.
How about it?
No, but it's
not better. It's not better than
a
mistake.
I don't want to complicate
matters,
but it's just
what
you
want. Completely different.
Yeah.
Now, just want to explain what a legal is. Well, a lot of people, most 99% of people don't know what the word legal is. Legal means like this. Let's say, if I say I lent you $100, you say, you don't know who I am, what will be? You never bought another. Well, you say, yeah, well, easy. For writing, say that. That's called credit. What happens if I say I lent you $100? And you say, yes, you borrowed $100, and you didn't pay up the money, and you're still not going to pay because I broke your window. And your window was worth $100. That's called Kayako Mikanegan. True, you admit that you owe me $100, but I owe you also $100. Or, another case, I say, I lent you $100, you lent the money, you say, yes, you borrowed the money, you didn't pay back, but you're not going to pay back because I was left on the point. So the Gemara considers that a tiny array. That's a tiny with a ray, it's a shock of time.
It's not a straightforward kind of addition to the right. Maybe there's truth, but he's not attaching directly the kind of the right thing. It's not a counter attack. I have a claim. I said, I lent you money and you didn't pay back. And you admit to everything that I said. You borrowed the money and you didn't pay back. But you have a sign in the book, why you're not going to pay? Because Makalpa, or because the Kayakuli Kenegdon, you owe me the same amount that I owe you. That's the case. That's not really called Kayakuli Kenegdon. So the Ikarazim, you should not be believed. So that, in that case, you need a legal. Legal means, since I did $100, if you would have said Royalty, or you would have said Karazi, you would have been believed. But Allah says that any kooky tiny that you advance, and that same amount of money, you also believe. Unless it's really kooky, unless it's really, really machine got paid. Then it's called a legal b'mok and chagot, it's so far-fetched, I give up. Such a complicated story, but it's now so far-fetched that it says, and even with a legal, it's not going to be believed. But normally that's called a legal. Legal means, when the tiny of the nitva, the tiny of the counterclaim of the nitva, is a tiny radius. There's a weakness to your tongue. You're not giving a counterclaim against what I say. I say, I lent you the money, you didn't pay it. You admit to everything that I said, and you give them an output for different reasons why, a different reason why you don't want to pay. So then, that's not called Kaifa Hakko. You only believe with a legal that you could have been a Kaifa Hakko. If you would have said, no, no, this is a Faraji, you would have been believed. That's called an anonymous of legal. And then if it's a sign of A and the O, then you're not even believed with a legal. So this was always the din on the level of the right. If the Tzaveya asks for money, and the Nisbal Kreifer HaKol, he's believed with that initial. So even if it's not Kreifer HaKol, he answers a different time that he's never with a legal that he could have been a Kreifer HaKol. And if it's a Nisbal, the night of the Nisbah, then he swears the Shavuot the right. This was the din, the Zman HaKanam, the Zman HaAmarim. And until the period of the Amorim HaAkarim, that's how Tzaveya points out in Shavuot. In the Rashi Shavuot, telling the Shavuot, that is what the Zman HaMishnah. Because the truth in the mind that it's not true, that it was the Zman HaAmarim HaAkarim. It was in the latter group of the Amoraim that the Amachadish did Shavuot test. That's what the Gemara refers to now. The Hashto means the Zman HaAmarim HaAkarim. The Hashto, now that all of these people have gone away to their own members, this is after Rabbi, after Amash, after Rav. Rav was the first generation of Amor. Rav was the Talmud of Rabbi Amos. Rav and the Rav Shele and Rav Shele, they shut it. If everybody is all finished, Akarik Kislot HaKol, that was more. The Hashto, the Tikkun HaGomelon, Shavuot, this is now the Zman HaAmarim HaAkarim. That's how Tzaytun says Pshat and Shavuot. Hashto means, now that on the second, the Zman HaAmarim HaAkarim, the second Shavuot test is, so let's say, I gave you $100 and I owe him, and you should deliver the money to him. What if you would admit that you never, he says you never got the money. You admit that you never gave him the money, and then you'll claim that you gave me back the money. You returned $100 to me. So halacha l'maisa, you will not be believed to say. There's none of that halacha l'maisa, when you say you gave back the money, because the hakol, you will not be believed to say you returned the money to me, unless you swear to Shavuot. So the Gemara says, you are going to be able to say, you are going to testify that you delivered the money. If the malza, you gave $100 to the malza, you are postulated, there's none of that, because you are going to be able to say. How do you determine your making? Because if they would have not said they gave the money to the mother, they'd claim that they gave it back to me, they would not be believed without a Shavuot test. That's called making the Yehudah. That's what the Gemara concludes. The Hashtag, the Tikkun HaKol, a Shavuot test, and Zman HaZeh, Zman HaZeh, Zman HaAmarim HaAkarim, that we have a Takana, that whoever is a Tzaveya HaKol has to swear, the Shtavi Hani Eidim, these Eidim have to swear. What does it mean? Because the Dinim HaLoch HaNayit Zman HaZeh, the Eidim HaKol. So the Eidim Apostles, so what's part of the Dinim? So I claim that I gave them $100, and they claim they delivered the money to the Malva, and all of a sudden they never got the money. So what happens? I have to pay against the Malva. So I said I gave you the money. So what's the Dinim? So the Gemara says, Halacha L'maaseh, what's the Halacha? Halacha L'maaseh, the Gemara says, you are no longer kashrut because you're making the Eidim. Because if you would want to say you gave back the money to me, you would have to swear. So you're not kashrut. So what's the Halacha L'maaseh look like with the Malva? So the Gemara finishes off. So I have a double interior now. I have a interior with you. Where's my $100? And you say, you're giving the money to the Malva. And the Malva says, it's me. So where's my $100? So I say, I gave the money to them. So what's the deal? So the Malva says, I lose on both scales. The $100 that I gave you, goodbye. I'm not going to see that money again. Of course, I say, I want to make sure that you really deliver the money then. So you swear to me, I swear to Tessus. That's what happened. I say, what happened to the $100? You say, you deliver the money to the Malva. So you swear to Tessus to me that you pay the Malva. The Malva, however, comes to you and he says, if these two chevra are not kosherated, they're not going to be a good son. The Malva comes to you and says, he wants $100 again. So if it is, then I have to pay him again.
Why would
you need
to
another
shua
knowing
that one of
the shua shekha? Meaning that the mal is doing. Let's first read the Gemara. The answer to the Tikkun Banu Shua says, now this man who I'm the Ram Hachrenin. The Eidim are no longer kosher. So the din is that the Eidim have to swear to me that they delivered the money to the mal, and the mal swears to me that he didn't receive the money, and I pay him again. The Shtabi Hani Eidim, the Eidim swear to me, the Eidim Alei, that they did give the money to the mal. And then also Mishtaba HaMalva, the Malva swears to me below Shokilei that he didn't receive any money, the Parolei Lega Mamalva, the Lord has to pay again to the Malva. Why do you have a case? One of them is obviously telling a lie. They swear they gave the money, he swears that he didn't get the money. But the Rishonim explained this is based on this Gemara, even though this is a later Kafana, this is a Kafana, this is Manu HaMalva, this is based on a Mishnah Shavuot. Mishnah has a case of Chengomi Alpim Kosma. That's an exact similar case to this. Mishnah has a case that the Balabai pays the salary to the workers, the boss in the company has to pay the workers, and he arranged, he made a deal with them that in addition to the debt, in addition to the wages that he pays them, he's going to pay for their lunch. A maximum of $5 a lunch every day, between Monday through Friday, regularly. So, and he has a special restaurant, of course, your restaurant to go there, and the restaurant owner eats a cheshbon, how much food they ate and how much the balabas owes them. Come the end of the week, so the fellow from the restaurant calls me up, I owe $5,000 to all of my workers. All of my factory workers were all eaten by him, I owe $5,000. I ask the workers, is it true that he eats by them? They say no. They brought their own lunches to work this week, they didn't eat by the restaurant at all, and they want me to pay them the $5 for the lunch every day. They bring them, well, pay them whatever the salary is during the week, plus their lunches, and if they don't eat lunch by the cafeteria, then I pay them another $5 a day for the lunch that they didn't have. So the workers come to me, to the balabas, and they say they want $5 for every lunch that they didn't eat. And the cafeteria owner says he wants $5 for every lunch that they did eat. There's a conflict, did they eat the lunches or didn't they eat the lunches? So the Mishnah says that they both have to swear to the balabas. The workers swear to the balabas that they didn't eat the lunches, and I have to pay each worker another $5 a day for the lunch they didn't have. And the restaurant owner swears to me that they did eat the lunches, and I pay him $5 every lunch that they did eat. So that's the Pachorot HaMishnah. Our U.S. tradition doesn't make any sense. That's their nanos disagree. The Mishnah has a machloket b'Tanhuma. One kind of disagree. Obviously, one that is wearing forces. We happen not to pass one, but we pass to that they both have to swear, and then the dinner that they both come in.
Because of because of that.
Whenever you can avoid that, right? Whenever you can avoid that, it should be an outright contradiction, and the shrew is, then you read words in Nusach HaShur, right? But whenever you can't avoid it, you say that I owe you $5, he says I owe him $5, an outright contradiction. Right, you can reword the Lashon HaShavuot. Right, that's why there won't be a glaring contradiction. Here, there's no way to reword it. So the Mishnah has that did. So the Gemara here says that this man Azeh, once the Amorim HaHrem had instituted, HaShavuot says that HaKonat HaMishnah is going up in Kosta, now applies to this thing.
Yisrael recommends to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should institute the whole system of judges, and that Moshe Rabbeinu, so Chazal told him that there has been a kibbutz, it's a ma'aseh shayach. Moshe Rabbeinu did a very major error. So the more comments about the comments about the sin, this process, the ma'aseh shayach and the ma'aseh din, and the shayach is the finishing of the din. The more derived from this process that there is an obligation to do the finishing of the din. One of the Rishonim in fact counts this as one of the Tariyadim. One of the sources that is 613 years, the one of the list off exactly which to list the car. Then the statement which is copied is not along with all the other places. He counts this, and this is the goal. The finish of the thing he counts this is one of the Tariyat Mitzvahs. The other Rishonim disagree. They say it's not counted as one of the Tariyat Mitzvahs. It's a technical reason. So the Rishonim one is not speaking over here. So this Mitzvah is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you should pass this to them again, and you should tell them how to go the finish of the thing. So it's not counted as one of the Tariyat Mitzvahs, but it's still a Zidah, right? Which Mitzvah would it be included under? So the Pashto says it would be included in the Mitzvah of Yahav Deres Hashem Elokecha. That's a way for a person to demonstrate love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to do things even if the Rebbe Shlom doesn't ask us to do it. How does one show, how does a husband show love to his wife? The wife says she wants a piece of jewelry, he gives her the jewelry. The wife says she wants new furniture, so he buys it. What if he never volunteers anything out of love? That's all from the other, no? Let's say the husband has to ask for supper every day, has to ask for breakfast every day. And before he asks for it, the wife doesn't give anything. Whatever he asks for, she gives it. He has to wait till he comes home. He has to call her up on the phone every day and say, I'm coming home at 6 o'clock, make sure I have something. Well, if he doesn't give instructions, he doesn't tell her. So the Ava is indicated by the person volunteering, by the husband or the wife, their children love their parents, the parents love their children. The child asks the mother to buy drink. The child asks the father to buy him clothing, to buy food, to send him to school. The parents do things without being asked. Whenever the person does something without being ordered, without being asked, this is an indication of the Havdah. Havdah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should do things in the service of the Rebbe Shlom, but he didn't tell us to do. So what should we do? We should walk around on our head. What are we supposed to do? We have to know what would make the Rebbe Shlom happy. What kivayah? What is he interested in? So he gave us all of the mitzvahs. So when we go, when we just do din, you just do what he told you to do. You don't do one step walk. That's what's going to happen. When you do something within the Shura Tadin, the mitzvah within the Shura Tadin not only applies to being omnis, and it's been told you that you shouldn't doctor insist on all of the rights and privileges and being omnis. The finish has been applied in all areas of halacha. The Gemara has it in many areas. And you say, the hetzer you have with it's proper to be machmir, and mitzvah to do Hebrew mitzvah. The finish has been applied in every area of halacha. Whenever the Rebbe Shlom is indicating to us what his interest is, but out of Avos Hashem, we should all do a little bit of the Yeshua with us. In Shulchan Aruch, there's an interesting machlokes in Chayesh Mishpat, it's really good day, where the one is Kreiser, the dead is Kreiser, and it's really Yeshua with us. So the Ramos says, the machlokes, he quotes two opinions. So the Shaila is, the Chayesh Mishpat should be Kreiser, and it's really Yeshua with us. It's really a mitzvah. They've been missing something. One of the Shem Tafsir is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. Even if it's just with the other mitzvahs, the mitzvah you have to have some kind of Avos Hashem. So why should he doesn't be crazy? If the crazy on all the other mitzvahs, why should he be crazy on this mitzvah? Does it imply that this is just a mitzvah of a second-rate mitzvah? It's a low-level mitzvah. So the pastor says, no, everybody agrees that it's a mitzvah of the other mitzvahs. The only thing is, if there's going to have to be crazy me to buy my wife a present at the wedding anniversary, so write the thought it's an Avos. What good is it if somebody has to be crazy me? If Devin is only cursing me, if after the seer, I will have accomplished the mitzvah. But here, the mitzvah requires that I should do it in a deepest way. And if I don't do it out of the goodness of my heart, even if I force me to do it, if I can, won't be a king of that mitzvah, the Avos Hashem. Won't be a king. That's why there are two opinions about this, whether you're terrified or not, sure it's going to happen. It's a mitzvah like all mitzvahs. This is a big Indian. We might talk about, in many places, we might talk about the Tzimim Yeshua Tzimim. We do the Tzimim Yeshua Tzimim, and we want to say, it's going to come from the between Yishalayim, the Lord says, "Lachazim Yishalayim, El Al Shehamid Yivrayim Al Bitayim." The Lord says that the people in Yishalayim would have gone within Yishalayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have already forgiven them on many of the Averis that they did, but because they were Mamed Yivrayim Al Din, so that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also Mamed Al Din. The Midah Shodan Raydei, Tom Vaz Din Vayim. The way a person acts, that's how they treat him in our Shemayim. We will go, the Tzimim Yeshua Tzadim, so we both will treat us the Tzimim Yeshua.